representative, because we deserve better than Pfizer.
Paid for by friends of Kathy Smith.
Gout and heart disease. Does this describe you? If you've been diagnosed with gout and have a history of heart disease or diabetes, you may qualify to participate in a local clinical research study. Study participants will receive study-related medications, full study-related medical exams, and EKG tests at no cost. Compensation for time and travel may also be available to those who qualify. If interested, call 314-251-8893. That's 314-251-8893. Or visit GoutAndHeartStudy.com.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. As a 72 Mizzou grad, I'm proud to sponsor Mizzou football. SEC, watch out.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Be sure to tune in on Saturday the 27th as Mizzou battles Kentucky. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the big 550 KTRS.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partner.
Your mom's chest hair.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 23rd edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I don't know what happened the first hour of the show. Three unsolicited, out-of-nowhere calls from people who just wanted to shout to the world that they were new customers of First Community Credit Union. Do you feel that way about where you bank? I'll bet you don't. I bet you don't run around telling people, hey, you're never going to believe where I'm banking. Well, maybe it's time you joined us. I'll give you a couple of reasons why you might want to do that after we do this.
Hey!
Let's tell you who we are at the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mount. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And we learned something about our health today, didn't we? We had Tim Weiland on the phone from the hospital suffering from diverticulitis, apparently a very painful thing. And we learned from some people who called who have been through it and know what they're talking about that sometimes you can get that from eating too much what, Red?
Cheese.
Too much cheese.
Yep.
That's right. So when Tim gets back, we're cutting him off from the cheese products in the vending machine. All right?
Cheese.
If you like polka, you have to love these guys. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. By First Community Credit Union, sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning. How many banks or banking-type places do you know that will reward you for doing something good for yourself that's going to save you money anyway? Here's where I'm headed. During the month of October, and there are only eight more days in the month of October, it ends a week from tomorrow night, Halloween night. But for the rest of this month, if you haven't done this yet, and that's one of the calls we got earlier from one of the listeners, was he had moved his auto loan over and saved a whole bunch of money by moving to First Community Credit Union. If you will move your auto loan, from wherever you have it now to First Community Credit Union. They'd like to give you $100. They'd like to put $100 in your First Community account. So you win a couple of ways. You got a nice low rate. Very good chance you're going to lower your car payment. And you get $100 put in your account. All the details are at their website, firstcommunity.com. Went in today. And somebody had just made a fresh batch of popcorn. Ooh. And I walked in the lobby, and it smelled like the Werenberg or AMC Cinemas on a Saturday afternoon. That's a great smell, isn't it?
Popcorn, yeah.
That's one of those. I don't think there's anybody who's ever said, ooh, I hate the smell of fresh buttered popcorn.
But it's such a good smell, but then if you burn it, it's the worst smell.
Yes.
Ugh.
And I've never, never walked in where anybody's burned the popcorn in First Community. And you're thinking, well, who goes to bank anywhere just because of popcorn? Nobody. You're not going to go there just because of popcorn. But it's just a little indicator as to how they do business, kind of the old-fashioned, friendly, neighborly way. Come in, have a bag of popcorn. Take a couple of bags. Take them out to the car. And even if you're not a customer and you want to go in there and ask a couple of questions or pick up some literature, get a bag anyway. Tell me your AM and the PM, and we said it was okay. A lot of good reasons to bank at First Community Credit Union, and you'll find out in a short time why so many people love banking. And I mean everything there is that banking involves, saving, savings, checking, borrowing money, you need something notarized. All those banking services are there. And I think with a little extra dose of personal service. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
I got the, hang on here, the lunch lady.
Double L.
Is ready to go.
Double L is ready to go. The lunch lady. I love the lunch lady, and I also can't stand the lunch lady. It's hard to explain.
Love, hate.
Yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hi. Today we are going to have open face turkey with good old
mashed potatoes and gravy.
Green beans, cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
And corn. Yeah. And push that button on the side of your bed. And ask for some of that gravy on your open face turkey.
Ooh. Push
bread,
the button.
Butter. And for dessert, coconut pie. And this is for everyone out there. I go out walking after midnight.
Oh, my goodness.
Out in the moonlight.
Stop it.
Searching for food.
Those aren't the words.
To see the weeping willow crying.
I think she thinks she can sing.
Hello, but guess what, everybody?
What?
I'm as hungry as I can be.
I bet you are.
I'm always walking.
You're irritating, too.
After midnight, searching
in a funny
for
way.
You.
In an entertaining way.
And I hope everyone out there has a gorgeous day, okay? And don't forget to look up lunchway.com and get yourself a coffee mug. Get someone else. Okay, hold on just a second. Get somebody else one, okay, for Christmas. But anywho, I'm going to hang up here, and everybody try and have a nice day. This is the lunch lady, and I approve this message.
Oh, boy. Don't you just dislike people who say anywho?
Uh-huh.
Anywho.
Lunch lady. It's one of those things that it's hard to explain. I can't stand her, but I have to listen to her.
Yes.
If she's so bad, she's good. Lunch lady. This morning, I was thinking about what it would be like to be famous or to be an athlete or to do something really well that you're really good at in front of people. Like that game last night or these guys that play golf and both sides of the fairway are just lined with people staring at you when you are trying to excel. That's a different kind of person. I can't imagine working like that and always being. It's one thing. Look, if we had 1 million people listening, it wouldn't matter if it's 300,000, 1 million, or 3 million. It's the same room. We can't see people.
You just kind of come in here and chat, and you're not looking at the people who are looking at you. So I got to thinking about that and thinking, you know, have I ever done anything in front of people where there was a lot of pressure? And for some really ridiculous reason that I can't explain, I dug deep down in the back of my mind somewhere and came up with a memory of something I did, and I think it was the fifth grade. And honest to goodness, I have not thought about this for maybe once since I was in the fifth grade. I even thought of it. There was a talent show at the grade school that I went to down in the Hillbilly Sticks part of Tennessee. And students, grade school students, got up on stage, and one girl sang, and somebody played the piano, and then a kid played a trumpet or something. And I was in the talent show, but I had no talent. So for some strange reason, I recited a poem. Now, this is so creepy to me because I haven't thought of it till this morning, and there's no real reason it would have popped into my head. And all I could remember was it was the little drummer boy of Shiloh. Shiloh, Tennessee was the scene of a famous Civil War battle, Battle of Shiloh. And I did the little drummer boy of Shiloh, and I wore a little Confederate soldier's outfit. I had a little Confederate hat and a Confederate uniform, and I walked out on stage at the grade school auditorium. And I do remember that I don't think I bobbled or made a mistake, and people were crying.
Wow, yeah. Really?
And it was adults, it was parents, and it was the place was packed, and they were sobbing. So I thought, I don't think there's ever been anything I couldn't find online on the internet. So I go to the computer, and I went to Google, and I typed in Little Drummer Boy of Shiloh. Boom! There it is. This is the poem that I recited in the fifth grade.
Do you remember if you were nervous like you get?
I was a nervous wreck. I remember that I was so nervous I thought I was going to pass out. And I thought if I get stuck, then I don't know what I'll do because you're just standing there on stage. And it's like a scene in a movie where a kid runs off the stage crying, mm-hmm. but and you're thinking so much about messing up that's usually why you mess up, because mm-hmm. you're thinking about it too much. But I made it through it, and I remember seeing people crying. So I'm going to read you from my fifth grade. Now, at that time, I memorized it. But what's funny is today, while I was shaving, I actually remembered the first line of this poem. Now, this has been so many years ago that I can't even believe I remembered the name of it, much less the first line. And then when I do this, I want to go back and take a sort of a second look at part of this poem, because you realize years later that some of it really doesn't even make any sense. But my music teacher, I looked over at her, she's crying. And you're thinking, hey, I did a really good job. I made people cry. I must be pretty good at this. So here now, the drummer boy of Shiloh, exactly word for word as it was memorized and recited by me in the fifth grade. Bruce, if you would, please. On Shiloh's dark and bloody ground, the dead and wounded lay. Among them was a drummer boy who beat the drum that day. A wounded soldier raised him up. His drum was by his side. He clasped his hands and raised his eyes and prayed before he died. Look down upon the battlefield, O thou, our heavenly friend. Have mercy on our sinful souls. The soldiers cried, Amen. For gathered round the little group, each brave man knelt and cried. They listened to the drummer boy who prayed before he died. O mother, said the dying boy, look down from heaven on me. Receive me to thy fond embrace. Take me home to thee. I've loved my country as my God. To serve them both I've tried. He smiled, shook hands. Death seized the boy who prayed before he died. Each soldier wept then like a child. Stout hearts were they and brave. They wrote up on a simple board these words. This is a guide for those who mourn the drummer boy who prayed before he died.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And you memorized that.
Memorized it all.
Wow.
It was like memorized the Gettysburg Address. Now, here's after I printed it out today and I read it, I got to looking at it and I thought, well, this doesn't really, I mean, listen to this. It says the little boy smiled, shook hands, death seized him, and then each soldier wept like a child. And it said they wrote up on a simple board these words. And here are the words. This is a guide to those who mourn the drummer boy who prayed before he died. What does that mean? What does that mean? This is a guide. Does it mean anything? A guide to those who mourn the drummer. I don't know. Written by some guy named Harwell in 1877 or something. Was actually a song. But Peon, when you get a little older, you're going to have weird stuff happen in your head. Things are going to just pop up. Have you had this yet?
Oh, I have weird things in my head.
And you've never thought of it for like 50 years.
And you're like, why did I just think of that?
Yeah.
Why
did and you have a pretty clear memory of it.
Yeah.
I still remember the little goofy uniform I was wearing. I remember how uncomfortable I was, how I couldn't wait till it was over, how sick and nervous and upset my stomach was. But then I remembered when everybody was crying, I must have done a pretty good job because they're all crying. Just weird. Weird stuff happens. There's a Chevy Volt commercial. There are two Chevy commercials that are running currently that I find kind of ridiculous. The first one is a Chevy Volt. And I think maybe Peon even mentioned this one day when we came in before we went on the air. And it's customers. They're probably actors. They're probably not real customers. But they're talking about the Chevy Volt. And the one woman says, I fill up so seldom that I forget how to put gas in my car.
What?
Really?
Really?
I mean, come on.
That's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, if you're going to try to make something believable, I could go 10 years and not go to a gas pump. I don't think I'd forget.
Right.
Now, the other one, and maybe you've seen this, is a Chevy truck commercial, Silverado. And the guy comes back with a salesman from a test drive, and it's covered in mud. Have you seen this thing?
I have seen it.
And the guy, the customer, wipes his hand across the truck, and he has a handful of mud. And the salesman then wipes his hand, and they slap their muddy hands together. I'll take it.
To shake.
What?
Well, first of all, what they're saying is they took it out on a test drive. And, Dan, the truck is completely covered in mud.
It is.
I've never met a salesman who would let you take a truck and
do what
they did to that truck.
Off-roading?
Yeah, no. And when you came back, by the way, if you're going to buy it, I'd go, well, I'd like to buy one, but I don't want that one because I just ran it through the mud and beat the crap out of it. So that's another commercial that, stretching it a little bit. What else? Oh, I told you a few weeks ago about my experience with SafeLight. SafeLight Repair.
SafeLight Replace.
And what a great experience it was. Well, here's the, as Paul Harris likes to say, the rest of the story.
Harvey.
Okay.
Harvey.
About a month ago, I had a chip in my windshield, so I called this SafeLight. Very impressive company. Guy comes out, does whatever they do to the chip to keep it from spreading. 3 days later, it spreads. They didn't take. That happens. So I call SafeLight. And as was the case the first time, they make an appointment for me the very next day. They send, and I can tell you something, this SafeLight outfit, I told you this before, they email you confirmation and send you a color photo ID of the guy who's coming to your house. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And then a bio on the guy. Here's his background. Here's how long he's been with SafeLight. So this guy comes out, puts a whole new windshield in my Chevy Trailblazer. 3 days later, there's a crack in the windshield, the brand new windshield.
Oh.
And it's not a crack from a chip. It's from the base of the windshield up. It's obviously a defective windshield.
Third time.
Yesterday, SafeLight comes back out, and now I have another brand new windshield. But three windshield repair or replacements in 4 weeks is pretty unusual. But again, I have to tell you, in each case, this outfit, and I guess my point is, sometimes when something is a national chain, I kind of feel like, well, they're so big that there's no real personal service. This is an exception. And every time it was the same deal. They call ahead. When they're on the way, I'll be there in 30 minutes. And the guy every time was there in 30 minutes. And then they you know, in the form of a picture and email. They tell you who's coming. It's a very, very impressive. It's not their fault. And then he even said to me, he said, every once in a while, if there's the slightest in shipment, little defect that maybe we can't see, it's a small chip. Once it's installed and the pressure is put on it, then it'll manifest itself in the form of a crack. So hopefully this will be the last windshield repair. I finally decided who this guy, Pence, what's his, I can never remember his
first name.
Hunter Pence of the San Francisco Giants, who he looks like. He looks like if Woody Harrelson and Chris Elliott had a child together, that's what it would look like.
He's Hunter. Got some big old bug eyes, doesn't he? They kind of
he looks crazy.
Yeah.
He looks like a crazy guy. The other thing I do want to mention, and I have a witness in the form of Peon. We came in here yesterday, and before we went on the air, I said to Peon, I said, I wish I knew a bookie. I actually don't know one. I used to. I said, I wish I knew somebody I could call and I could place a bet on tonight's game. This was yesterday before the show. I said, I would lay major money down on the Giants winning. What happened?
Yeah.
Huh? Is it true? Did I say that?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I'm not going to say it on the air because then people will go, oh, way
you're
to go.
You're rooting for
the other team. Nope. I just felt it was going to be a big, nasty blowout, and I would have put a significant amount of money on the Giants. There's an identity theft story in the news that is, it's so complicated and convoluted, I can't even begin to tell you much except for this. It involves a woman who had her identity stolen by another woman. It's a true story. Now, the woman who stole the other woman's identity didn't just get a credit card in her name and rack up a bunch of purchases and let that be the end of it. She had documents done, social security card, driver's license. She went all out and for years lived as this other woman. When they tried to nail the gal who actually did the identity theft, the fraudulent woman, she claimed that the original woman had stolen her identity.
Oh.
In other words, if I said I'm Ian Geis, and I get by with
I
it for 10 years.
I have all the documents
here,
and
here's
stuff.
My
yeah.
Then
Boy.
They turn and investigate you because I tell them, no, he stole my identity. It's unbelievable.
She's good.
And it
Holy
was a
cow.
Real legal battle because this gal was so good, they started believing the original woman, who really was Miss whatever her name is, was the thief.
Man.
I can't even imagine that nightmare. Ladies, get in here, please.
Yeah. Ooh, that's nice.
Now, before anybody gets upset when I start telling this joke, I want to just say to you, wait until the end of the joke. Sometimes in jokes, you think you're hearing something, and it's not really what you're hearing at all. That's all I'm going to say. Don't get all bent out of shape till the end of the joke, and then you go, oh, okay, I'm glad I didn't get upset. A cab driver who sees a nun, and I mean a nun in the traditional habit, the Sally Field flying nun, the black and white thing. She's trying to flag down a cab. So he pulls over and he picks the nun up. The nun gets into the cab. Cab driver's very handsome cab driver. And she can look up at the rearview mirror and she can tell that he's staring at her in the back seat. And the nun says, why are you staring at me? Like you've never seen a habit or a nun? He said, forgive me, I'm sorry. But he keeps staring. And the nun says, you're still staring at me. He says, I'm so sorry. It's just that I'm having, I don't know, I'm embarrassed to say this. I'm having some thoughts. She says, no, my son, please. This is something I think you need to talk about. Get out of your system. You can't offend me. I'm a nun. And I've been a nun for a long time. I've heard and seen just about everything. What is it? Why are you staring at me? He said, well, oh, man, he said, I feel so horrible even saying this, but I've had a fantasy for a long time about, having a nun do something, perform something on me, Monica Lewinsky thing. He says, please forgive me. I'm so sorry. She didn't even said that. She says, no. You're a red-blooded American male. Fantasies are very normal, nothing to be ashamed of. And she says, what the heck? maybe we can just make this one come true. He says, you got to be kidding. She says, pull this cab over. He pulls the cab over. She says, get out. Come here in the back seat. So he gets in the back seat next to the nun. She says, all right, here's the deal. You want the Monica Lewinsky thing? He said, oh, man, what a fantasy. Yeah, yeah. She says, well, I'm going to ask you, and I want you to be truthful. And you're like, don't you lie to a nun. I want to know that you're single and that you're Catholic. He says, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm single and I'm Catholic. So she proceeds to fulfill his fantasy. He gets out of the back seat, gets back behind the wheel of the cab, and then just breaks down sobbing, uncontrollable crying. She says, my son, what in the, what? He said, oh, he says, I feel horrible. Not about what just happened, but about the fact that I, oh, he says, please forgive me. I lied to you. I lied. I am not single. I'm married. And I am not Catholic. I'm Jewish. I am so sorry. And the nun says, hey, look, don't worry about it. I lied, too. I'm not really a nun. I'm on my way to a Halloween party. My name is Kevin.
All right, let's find out where the problem spots are in traffic. Here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Lots of minor incidents out there this afternoon, Dan. A stall 70 westbound just past, excuse me, stall 70 eastbound just before Lake St. Louis on the left shoulder. Stall 270 southbound just before Highway 44 on the right shoulder. Working with a stall southbound on 55 just before Merrimack Bottom on the right shoulder. 64 eastbound, we're heavy now at Jefferson to the construction zone at 14th Street. 64 westbound at the slow go from the Science Center out to McCausland. 70 westbound, you're heavy now between 370 and T.R. Hughes. 70 eastbound, heavy between Salisbury and 10th Street. And 270 southbound now, stop and go between 64 and Doherty Ferry. This update brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Let it dough, let it dough, let it dough. Play the holiday scratcher game from the Missouri Lottery for a chance to win $250,000 instantly or $25,000 in the second chance Let It Dough promotion. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd for the Big 550, KTRS.
This Friday at 9 a.m., join McGraw-Milhaven at the KTRS studios in Westport Plaza as he moderates a town hall meeting on polling and their impact on campaigns. The panel includes St. Louis Beacon reporter Joe Manis and political science professors Lana Stein and David Robertson from the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Questions from the audience are encouraged. It's a serving of Beacon and Eggs on the Big 550 KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hi, this is John Chin, Mr. Fix-It. Hey, if your garage door or garage door opener needs service, Overhead Door Company are the people you want to call. 314-781-5200. They have standard service hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2 o'clock. They service all brands of garage doors and garage door openers, not just their own. Visit their newly improved website at OHDSTL.com and go by their new showroom. They're on Lackland Road, just west of Westport Plaza Drive in Maryland Heights. They have emergency service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses, so they get most all the parts they need to fix your garage door or garage door opener the first time, so there's no extra cost. Their average tenure of the residential technician exceeds 5 years, giving them the most experience to diagnose and repair any door in any situation. They have the preventive maintenance program available to extend the life of your garage door and garage door opener. Overhead Door Company of St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web, OHDSTL.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-391-9558. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-391-9558. That's 1-800-391-9558.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-509-7187 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-509-7187 to take your call now. Call 800-509-7187. That's 800-509-7187. Again, 800-509-7187.
Hi, Mike Kelly here for West County Nissan. Save thousands off of all new Nissans now during the model year-end blowout. 6,000 off Rogues, 8,000 off Muranos, 8,500 off Quests, 9,000 off Maximas, 11,000 off Armadas. Plus, drive home the totally redesigned 2013 Altima for just $99 a month. Get to the all-new West County Nissan and take it to the house this weekend. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. In lieu of all rebates and incentives, financing through NMAC.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Tiny bubble.
Not a big wonder what we do during commercials. We stimulate our minds. Peon and I were just quizzing each other on the seven continents. It's the kind of thing we do to keep sharp.
Yep.
Yeah, and we nailed it.
We're intellectuals.
Named all seven. Thank you. Yes, we are. Time to go to Southern California and check in with Mike Evans. He is brought to you every day by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Thompson Price's business right now is very, very good. Thank you for that. When you do good work, business usually is also good. ThompsonPrice.com would be the website to check. Here is Mike Evans. Before you say anything, Bill Cleveland said it best when he said, "We'll get him in game 8."
Yeah. There you go. Just pathetic.
What do you say? I mean, there's nothing to say.
Three stinkers in a row, man.
One run in three games.
Not good.
Nope.
Hey, we start off with a pop quiz question. Russell Crowe is currently shooting the movie Noah. Who's the next historic figure that Russell Crowe will portray? Dracula, Adolf Hitler, Vince Lombardi. Answer in just a minute. Hey, Scoop, despite the talk that Lindsay Lohan may be headed back to rehab, I can tell you right now she's not going back to Betty Ford. The clinic there, they don't want her. Got in arguments with too many people, arguing with some of the other patients, got caught climbing a fence. They don't want her back at Betty Ford. It's pretty bad when you're denied in a rehab.
Yeah, when you get denied entry.
Can't help you here.
Legal docket, Anna Nicole Smith's former attorney and old boyfriend will be retried for supplying Anna Nicole with drugs just prior to her death.
Is this that Howard K. Stern?
Yes.
Yeah.
Despite what you may have heard, O.J. Simpson will not be getting a new trial.
No, too bad.
This according to some people with the appellate courts in Nevada. The Sam Lufty, Britney Spears slander trial is getting nasty. The prediction I have is I don't know that this thing will actually go to full term. This guy has all kinds of restraining orders against him from other people. It may go full term, but I think the judge may just throw it out. LAPD cold case unit is looking into 11 murders that were committed within a few months of each other back in 1969. They believe Charles Manson and his gang are guilty of these murders. Now, the cases hinge on a 42-year-old tape between Manson and Tex Watson that was recorded in their cell. Now they want to use it, but the courts will have to decide whether or not they can. Manson, of course, and Tex Watson have been in jail for over 40 years. Tex Watson was actually charged and convicted of the murder of Sharon Tate. TV Nuggets, 2 years ago, American Idol was selling spots for $502,000.
Uh-oh.
Now American Idol is selling spots for $340,000.
All right, now, don't get mad at me for doing this, but we have a tendency in this business to use the term spots. I don't think most people know what a spot is. It's commercial. We call them spots, but I think the average person would go, what's a spot? It's commercial. That's all.
You're ruining my report.
Well, I had to do it. I speak for the people.
Sunday night, National League Game 6. Tied for 7th place with a rerun of America's Funniest Video.
Oh, my
God. Wow.
Came in with a 5.9 in comparison. Sunday night NFL football was number one with a 15.9.
That's pretty sad.
And San Francisco and Detroit, the World Series starting tomorrow, TV networks aren't expecting very big numbers for that either.
Wonder why.
I don't know. First of all, I hate Detroit. I don't like anything about that city. It's a nasty, ugly, violent city. I can't stand the Red Wings or the Lions.
Let's
or the
not
Tigers,
give them all the credit. Let's not give them all the credit. We're pretty violent here too.
Yeah,
I think we're one or two.
You guys are right
we're
up
number
there
two. That's right. We St. Louis and Detroit. We're neck and neck.
You guys, see, that would have been perfect if you guys could have played Detroit. You could have had like a turf war.
Yeah.
You know, somebody try to go into second base, you pull out Uzi and stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly. NBC's Animal Practice was the most promoted show in television history. Over 150 promos during the Olympics alone. Canceled after 6 shows. As Howard Cosell would say, "Who goofed? I've got to know."
Who is this?
Howard Cosell. Did you tell? You know, wasn't that the one where there was a monkey and a doctor? I never even got to see it. It looked kind of funny.
It was not.
Okay.
Bad writing.
All right.
If it ain't on the page, shouldn't be on the stage.
Wow.
That's Hollywood right there. That's Hollywood right there for yourself. That's Hollywood lingo right there.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow morning, what do you think Donald Trump's going to say about Obama?
Well,
I'm so over it.
I'm going to have to go with the
birthing?
Yeah, the birth thing again.
What time is this supposed to happen?
I believe it's 12 noon Eastern.
Hmm.
I can't wait. I mean, either that or Trump's just going to make a complete ass out of him.
Yeah, but even that will be funny.
Yeah.
It's like this guy is the master of self-promotion. He really is.
He really is.
So we'll see.
And finally.
No.
Who's Russell Crowe playing in his next movie, Dracula, Adolf Hitler, or Vince Lombardi?
Dan.
Wow, Vince Lombardi.
I'll say Lombardi.
Then I'll just to be different, I'll go Hitler.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant slunt.
Mm. Dracula.
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 What was that?
Me?
Mike, I thought it was you. Mm.
That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Real quickly, I have time to tell you that I know it's warm, and warm weather is not exactly the kind of weather to get people fired up about this, but it's not going to be warm. This weekend's going to fall apart.
This weekend, like Sunday night, supposed to be 30-something degrees.
Yeah, and a high of 50. Folks, yeah. We have a couple of rooms left on our trip to Jamaica. When did we leave? The 16th or something?
19th.
19th of January. Yeah. It's 3 months away. It's not far away, and we'd love to have you go with us. $1,900 and whatever per person. Montego Bay. We've been to Jamaica a few times, but we've never been to Montego Bay. And everybody says this is the part of Jamaica you really want to see. It's a shorter bus ride. Boom, you're there quickly, and beautiful resort. Do we still have the stuff on the Facebook page?
The information, the flyer's on there.
It's all on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. Every year this happens. A couple people fall out for whatever reason. Sadly, one of our people who've traveled with us many, many times passed away, for goodness sakes. And if you can swing it, it's going to be miserable here. I predict a really miserable winter. You can't do two winters in a row like we had last year. We got lucky there. It's not going to happen again. So if you can break away, make it happen, go to that Facebook page and check out the info and get yourself booked and ready to go with us to Jamaica in January for a week. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Thompson Price went with us on, a couple of trips?
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. And his wife, Candy. They're very nice people. And when you're remodeling a kitchen or bathroom, I don't know how important it is to you, whether somebody's nice or not nice. I think it's important. You want to deal with somebody pleasant to deal with, but more importantly than that, you want to deal with somebody who knows what they're doing. Now, unfortunately, you don't really need any kind of license or credentials to get a truck, a little office, and put on there blank, blank kitchen and bath remodeling. It's not against the law to call yourself a kitchen and bath remodeler. You can do it, and you'll get by with it to some degree, but you're not going to be in business long. This is a company with an impeccable reputation. Tom Price is actually in, and there is such a thing, the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. Not easy to get in, and if you look at any of the work that Thompson Price has done, if I could, I'd have you come by my house and look at my kitchen, but that wouldn't be a good example of what they're doing today, because that's work from about 16 years ago, but it still looks great. And your kitchen, bathroom, home entertainment room is also going to look great for 15, 18, 20 years. Money well spent. You're never sorry when you do it right. And if you want to do it right, go to this website. Start here, thompsonprice.com.
Time for another look at traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thank you, Dan. Still seeing some heavy volume now southbound on 270 as you make your way between Highway 40 and Doherty Ferry. Other than that, it's a pretty good run out of the city now. Just a heavy pocket between Hampton and McCausland westbound on Highway 40. West of there, no major delays between 270 and Mason and approaching the Boone Bridge. And a little bit of heavy volume now eastbound on Highway 40 from Jefferson through the Poplar Street Bridge through that construction zone. Eastbound on Highway 70, you're on the brakes down between Grand and 10th Street, just passing the express lanes. Those express lanes remain closed. 70 westbound, it's really been a good run all afternoon between the Blanchett Bridge and Highway 79 for the most part, working with debris in the roadway. That's westbound on Highway 364 at the Arena Parkway over on the right shoulder. This update is brought to you by the new Kia 2012 Sorento crossover with a direct injection engine delivering up to an EPA estimated 32 miles per gallon on the highway. The 2012 Kia Sorento crossover has more features, more miles per gallon, and more fun. To learn more, visit mykiastlouis.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Politician Dan Beiser is lying about Kathy Smith's record because he doesn't want you to know the truth about his. Dan Beiser voted 4 times to give himself a pay raise, and he joined with Pat Quinn and the Chicago Democrat machine to raise income taxes by 67%. Dan Beiser is raising our taxes and driving jobs out of Illinois. And now, Dan Beiser is launching false negative attacks against Kathy Smith. Politician Dan Beiser raised his own pay, raised your taxes, and now he wants you to reward him with another term? Kathy Smith is the better choice. She fought to cut politicians' pay, and she opposed the Beiser-Quinn income tax increase. A small business owner, Kathy Smith knows how to create jobs, cut spending, and restore opportunity to our region. Kathy Smith for state representative, because we deserve better than Beiser.
paid for by friends of Kathy Smith.
Your labels forever.
The Big 550.
Really?
KTRS. Like that?
Thank you.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Well, this has been fun. I say we do it again tomorrow. Please join us. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Go. I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on it.